So one of the things that we do here at the company is something called the Ultimate Prospecting Day. On average, in one day, we'll set between 300 and 400 appointments. Matter of fact, in the future, we'll be inviting you to come spend the day with us. We'll have that as an opportunity wherever you are in the country. And yet, what I wanted today on today's episode is just kind of give you a little insight into the talk I did at the beginning of our most recent Ultimate Prospecting Day. I think it's going to help you. I think it's going to not only obviously inspire you, but I think it's going to help you prepare on a daily basis for your prospecting efforts. Bookmark this episode. Share this episode, as it's going to be an episode that you can go back to every single morning to get your mindset, to get your thoughts, to get your activities going in the right direction. Enjoy. Awesome. Ultimate Prospecting Day. Say hi. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Couple of key things. I want to go ahead and get you guys started as soon as possible. If you guys don't know already, our schedule is pretty simple. We actually go ahead and we're going to go ahead and get started. And we're going to go for the first round all the way up to 9:50. 9:50. All right. And then at 9:50, we will take a 10-minute break. And we will resume again at 10 a.m. And then at 10, we will go to about 10:50. We will take a 10-minute break. And at 11, we'll go till 11:50. Take a 10-minute break and then start lunch. And is lunch coming?
Yes.
Yes? So for most of the offices, lunch comes. I believe that's happening. If not, admins, lunch is coming. And then we will start again at 1 o'clock. And typically during the lunch, we'll do a lunch and learn with one of our great agents at one of the offices. And then we'll go again from 1 to 2 o'clock, and then from 2 to 3 o'clock. And did we go to 4 or?
No, 3.
3? Okay, and we'll go till 3. So listen, all in all, guys, it's a lot of prospecting. So I want you guys to do a couple of things really, really quickly. Everybody, please pay attention. Number one, you got to get mentally ready for the day. Mentally ready for the day. And let me explain to you why. Your true self wants to do this. Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
You want to do this. You want to be on the phones. As a matter of fact, when you go to an event, that's what you leave saying. Oh man, I got to get on the phones more. I got to make more contacts. Well, here you go. Here's your chance right now, this moment, today. This is your opportunity to go ahead and get that done. Sound fair?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. Secondly, your ego does not want you to do this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you guys know right now. Northridge, you paying attention? Rancho, you guys follow me? Rancho Corona, right? Your ego does not want you to do this. Your ego does not want to feel ashamed, does not want to risk an entire day and quote-unquote do what? The realtor's favorite words, get nothing or nothing happens, right? We love saying this stuff. I want you to realize, guys, that it's not about the outcome. The outcome is already declared. That's the fact that you showed up and that you're going to put in a full day of work. There's something that happens, guys. Who wants to learn how to survive in this business even when the market goes backwards? Raise your hands. It's days like today, guys. Days like today is what builds inside of you that mindset, that belief, that tenacity that you can do it, that you can go ahead and put in the work that needs to take place in order to win. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic. Number three, I recommend that each and every one of you guys set at least some sort of a goal for appointment set. And I recommend that you stretch yourself a little bit more, guys, because if you've never set, who's never set 5 appointments in a day? Raise your hands out there. Okay, how about we work to set 5 appointments today? Right? Let's talk about this for a second. There's 3 kinds of builders. What are they? Income builders, lifestyle builders, and empire builders. I'm going to keep reminding you guys of this because I feel like this is really striking a chord for people. What would an income builder do after they've set their first appointment? Hey, everybody. I just set an appointment. Hashtag appointment setter. Hashtag Budo Ultimate Prospecting Day. Hashtag Intero Movement. Hashtag this is just the beginning. Hashtag wealth and abundance. From one appointment! That's what an income builder does. What does an empire builder do? An empire builder realizes that they're working to build an empire. And so their thoughts, their actions are all around saying the following. Yeah, I know I just got one. But that's okay. I've got more than one in me. I've got more than two in me. As a matter of fact, I know I'm walking into the day with one or two that if I just call them right now, I'll set two. So if I got two in the bag, let me push for six or seven or eight or nine. That's what an empire builder does. The ego, what will the ego do? Ay Dios mío, but what will I do with so many appointments? An empire builder lives in the spirit. The spirit will simply say, don't worry, we'll figure out that part later. Right now, focus and work hard on setting appointments. How many of you guys are empire builders? Raise your hands out there. Yeah, absolutely, guys. Absolutely. All right? So here's what we're going to do. As you set an appointment, somewhere in your office, there is a whiteboard. Okay? And on that whiteboard, we need you to just kind of mark a little mark so we can keep track of how many appointments you are setting, how many appointments the offices are setting. As you set an appointment, I'm going to announce your name company-wide so that we build the momentum, the excitement of Ultimate Prospecting Day. And then last but not least, guys, we're going to end it here at 4 p.m. Sound good? Hey guys, so that was it. I hope you're inspired. I hope you're ready for a powerful, action-packed day. I hope that whenever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's the week we launched it or 5 years from now, as this becomes the anthem to start your day, that you remember what's genuinely possible for you and your life when you're living not in the ego but in the spirit. Listen, if you haven't already done so, go to DannyMorrell.com, sign up to be a part of our newsletter. We're going to be speaking all across the country in the upcoming months, and I want to visit you and meet with you when we're in your neck of the woods. Go to DannyMorrell.com right now and sign up to stay informed.